Damien came into the classroom 10 minutes before class ended. No one said a word. Miss Willis greeted him with a smile and continued her lecture. He took a seat in the chair diagonally beside mine, but didn't take out a paper and pen. His body reeked of alcohol, and for all I knew, he'd been holed up in the local strip club or a brewery. We spent every night in the library together, yes, but we never talked about things that went on outside that room. I knew his dad beat him. He knew I needed company to chase away the loneliness. Beyond that knowledge, we kept things strictly book-related. Except last night. I didn't know what last night was. Him covering his ass by making sure no one found me asleep in the library? But he could have just woke me up and let me walk myself back to my room. I was at a loss. Damien turned his face to me and caught me staring. Sleep rimmed his eyes, and he mouthed,
"Caught you."
Before he leaned his head on his desk and closed his eyes. The bell rung. People filtered out of the classroom, but no one woke him up. I took my time gathering my things. Laura's frown stayed on her face as she strode out of the room, unhappy about my proximity with the school's it boy, but unable to do anything. Mrs. Bruno hesitated, looked between me and Damien, and left when she caught the unimpressed stare I gave the poor woman. In my defense, I needed privacy. It was rare to catch Damien at home, and our library was a sanctuary I didn't want to tarnish with anything but books.
"I know you're staring at me."
His voice surprised me, but I tamped my reaction. I thought he'd fallen asleep. I leaned against the desk and crossed my arms. "Is our time in the library wearing you out?"
"You don't wear me out, princess."
"Night," I corrected. Ugh, I hated being reminded I was a mafia princess. "But you're worn out. Your shoulders are tense, and you can't shake the sleep from your eyes. We're in public." Fatigue was weakness, and weakness was not for public consumption.
"I know what you're thinking, but you're wrong. I'm alert, princess. Agata wore a black cap, backwards, Chuck Taylor's. Isabella, white sundress, flip-flops, braided hair. Brando, black skinny jeans, white tee, leather jacket. Gold chain, Pippa."
"Okay, I get it. You're Sean Spencer."
"And you're still here. Did you need something?"
It was like, as soon as we left the safe space of the library, civility fled. We stayed away from each other in public, but I couldn't help the concern which crept into my body. I opened my mouth, a little fronted by the hostility. "Well, you stole his phone, Renata. What did you expect? For him to forget about it just because you spent some time in a library reading together?" An amused smile lined Damien's lips, and he stared at me like no one else before him.
"I know you're concerned."
"I'm not."
"You are. It's cute, but it's not welcome. These people follow your family's rules because they're precedent, and they won't survive a war against the Vitali nor domestic and international syndicates. But they've been bred to distrust you, Renata. If I'm seen with you, that distrust will extend to me."
Message received. "Fine." I swallowed and tilted my chin up. "But if you're really concerned over the impression you give, you should fix whatever has you falling asleep in class." I swung my backpack over my shoulder, turned, and left. I could have sworn I heard him mutter,
"I'm trying."
"Try not to be an asshole while you're at it.